Ian Fitzsimmons, ESPN Radio. And he'll be a part of that broadcast tomorrow night, the national broadcast. Baylor in West Virginia joins us now on ESPN Central Texas. Paul Catalina in studio. I'm David Smoke. How you doing, Philip?
Paul, Smokey, always good to be with you fellows, man. And I cannot wait to get back to Waco. This should be a dandy tomorrow night. What Matt Rhule's done, guys, is right now he's right there with anybody else as coach of the year. It is absolutely bleeping remarkable to think about where he was, you know, at this time a couple years ago, to a bowl game win, to now undefeated coming into Week 10. I mean, just absolutely remarkable. So it's good to be here with you guys, and I mean, I can't wait to watch this team in person finally.
Ian, you were here when all hell broke loose. You were at ESPN in Dallas at the time, and you know all of what was in the air. To what he's done is remarkable, no doubt about it. It's the way he's also done it, too. And it's slowly but surely, it's just a methodical process. And people hated to hear process, but it has been methodical. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, and the best thing he did, when we talked to him last week on my show with Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio, is that they're the worldwide leader. They get as much out of you in a contract year as they possibly can. They're going to do it. You know, so they got me digging ditches and doing radio shows and ball games, man. Whatever. And you just say yes, right? But well, he brought up an interesting point, and that is one where I don't think enough people know. Now in Waco, they know it, but nationally, come tomorrow night, they're the rest of the country, I think, is going to know it. And that is, he came in not knowing which way. This is his words. I didn't know which way Houston was. I didn't know which way Dallas was, fellas. So what I did was I found three of the best high school coaches that were a common denominator name that were mentioned to me, and I went and hired them. And Sean Bell is DN's coach. Joey McGuire, and also, and I always want to call him Dan Wetzel, right? But Dave DeWetzel, who is obviously his associate D in charge of football ops. And then Wetzel at the time obviously was the president of the Texas High School Football Coaches Association. Well, that gets you right in with every high school coach in the state of Texas. And it was a brilliant, brilliant move, you know, by Matt Rhule. I mean, he doesn't talk like us. He doesn't walk like us. You know, I know he's wearing jeans more, and he's got a pair of boots and an ATV, right? And he went from driving sedans to pickup trucks. I mean, but hiring those three guys was a stroke of absolute genius. And look at the recruiting. And then look at the guys that he's gotten also. I mean, I'm just looking at my two deep right now, fellas. I mean, it is upperclassmen after upperclassmen. I mean, this is a special team. I mean, you look at the offensive line, outside of your left tackle, Casey Phillips, the redshirt freshman, a mountain of a man. I mean, it's senior, junior. You look at that defense, right? All the way down the list, man. I mean, you have, what, two sophomores starting, and the rest of them are all upperclassmen. Most of them seniors. This is a special group of young men assembled by a special group of coaches, and I'm telling you, I am beyond excited to come and watch them in person and watch Charlie Brewer again. I had that Texas Bowl last year. You talk about a fighter. That dude, you can kick him in the teeth, in the junk, give him an uppercut with a chainsaw, and he's still going to get up and try and beat you. He's got every bit of everything you want in a quarterback. So the way he's done it, to your point, Smokey and Paul, is it was a stroke of genius, and you know, and that's him also, meaning Matt Rhule, taking a step back to take five steps forward. And they've done it, and here they are undefeated coming into Week 10. And whoever would have thunk that? I know I didn't.
The other thing about it, Ian, is that they've completely flipped their system. Their offensive system is almost completely opposite to what it was under the previous coaching staff. Their defensive system is different. And for a lot of programs, that takes 5-6 years to really flip your style of play.
Yeah, it's Chad Morris right now over at Arkansas. They went from ground and pound with Bielema to air raid, and that's one of the hardest transitions to do. And you look at what they're doing right now. I mean, you've got, what, not one but two running backs that have at least 50 touches that are averaging over 6.5 yards a carry. You know how many teams would love to have that? I mean, you know, I mean, you and Ebner, right? There's another one who's averaging, what, 6 yards a carry. He's only got like 28 or 30 touches. I can't remember off the top of my head. But they have so many different guys that they can spread the ball around to. And Brewer does a remarkable job in getting the ball to the right person. It's not just catch and throw with these guys. I mean, he's actually going through progressions. When you watch him on tape, again, he is He's got everything, and they changed that system not just to fit personnel, but I think to fit also Brewer. And by the way, speaking of Chad Morris, hey, every Baylor Bear fan, give a big old hug and a kiss to Arkansas for hiring Chad Morris, because if they don't hire Chad, Charlie Brewer's at SMU. You know, he was fully committed to the former head coach of Lake Travis. And Smokey, you follow that stuff a lot better than I do. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong.
No, he was very much committed, and that's something that Baylor had to, at the last second. You know, they had to play catch up, and
Chad leaves, and Rule comes in, right, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh baby, and here's Charlie Brewer just chucking around, completing around what 67-68% of his passes, about 12-13 touchdowns, a couple INTs, not too shabby for a guy that, you know, was going to go to good old little old SMU, and now quarterback in an 8-0 team with a bowl win under his belt.
Ian, I know you got to go for meetings and stuff and your preparation as well. We mentioned, and everyone knows what this has done, how this has been done, and how short it's happened, although there's still work to be done. They're not good enough to overlook anybody, but they're good enough to be in every single game right now. How long did you honestly think before Baylor would be even in the discussion where they are right now when all hell broke loose in 16?
Oh, man, 10 years? Seriously, 10 years to be at this point right now. Back in the top 25, undefeated going into week 10, a decade. And maybe not be able to bounce back from it. And that, again, is all credit to Matt Rhule going and getting those high school coaches who none of them had ever coached a down in college. And here they are, right? And then he goes and gets Frank Oakham on his staff, a Texas legend, right? You know, I mean, brings him in as his D-line coach. I mean, every move he's made has been the right move, and also preaching patience at 1-11. I mean, that seems like an eternity ago that he was 1-11. Baylor was 1-11 coming off not just a scandal that rocked the sports world, but that was like headline news on CNN and front page of the USA Today. And he has bounced back and got this program here in that short amount of time. It is Baylor and SMU are two of the best stories, not just in football, but in all of sports. It is unbelievable where those two programs are right now. SMU, say this out loud. I mean, just think about this. When you say it out loud, where Baylor was in 16 and where SMU has been since 1985, right? They're both undefeated right now going into week 10.
Pretty amazing. It really is.
That's unbelievable, brother.
Hey.
I mean, it's insane.
Bundle up. It's going to be cold as hell when you get here. You know that.
We're not getting rained on, though, right? Moved out.
Yeah. This seemed like that's kind of gotten out of the way. But you know, in Texas, just wait around and it might change.
The Under Armour ski gear will be in full effect, my man. I'm going to look like I'm going down a black diamond on the sidelines tomorrow. Come see me, Smokey.
Thank you, Ian.
Always love catching up with you guys.
You too.
I expect chili, Smokey. I expect some damn chili.
I might have to make you some Tupperware. I'll bring some Tupperware. That's Ian Fitzsimmons with us on ESPN.